Today we answer a question from our reader, Miguel. He writes,
Why is it wrong to answer a question like this? Yes, I'm, or yes, it's, or yes, he's. Thank you, from Miguel.
Dear Miguel, thank you for your question. Your examples use short answers that include what grammar experts call weak forms. When a speaker uses a contraction or shortened word, the sound of the vowel almost disappears. An example is the word I'm. In this contraction, the a sound in am is harder to hear. This happens because the speaker uses less force to say the vowel sound. There are two rules that apply to these forms. These rules help explain why you cannot answer, yes, I'm. The first rule has to do with an answer that leaves out part of a thought. Here is an example.
Is that your dog?
Yes, it is.
After it is, we understand that the words needed to make a complete thought are, my dog. The speaker does not need to say, my dog, because the listener understands what they are talking about. But the speaker cannot reduce this answer to, yes, it's. So the rule is that when something is left out at the end of a statement, you cannot end the statement with a weak form. But this is not true when the short answer is no. In that case, the negative word not follows directly after the verb. So the weak form is not at the end of the statement. Here is an example.
Are you ready?
No, I'm not.
There's still something missing at the end of the statement, the word ready. But the statement does not end with the weak form, I'm. The second rule has to do with stress, the loudness or force a speaker uses on different sounds in a sentence. Listen to the stress pattern here.
Will we all go?
I think we will.
The speaker says the words go and will with more force or stress. If a word is stressed, English does not permit reduced or weak forms. So you cannot say, I think we'll. However, a speaker can stress the negative form. I think we won't.
I hope this helps you understand, Miguel. Thank you for the question. And that's Ask a Teacher. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Greg Stockel.